was AC/DC with Highway to Hell. You're listening to Chriso and Dan on Sin 90.7 FM, The Big Show. Now, we touched on this just before we went to that song. We're going to talk about a poor man in India, I believe, that was killed by a meteorite. Isn't that right, Daniel?
Yes, indeed we are. So this bloke was a bus driver. He was, as Chris has said, killed by the meteorite. Two other people were injured, and it's important knowing that this meteorite was only 11 grams.
It's true. So
the scale of the it put a hole in the ground, which was 1.5 metres in circumference, in diameter. So just could you imagine that? 11 grams putting a dent in the ground just like that.
It's massive. So it's put a 1.5 metre dent in the ground, as Higgins just said. It's killed this man, and it's injured three others. So as it went down, it shattered all the window sills and window planes and all that kind of stuff there in the nearby area. So it caused massive destruction, which is quite scary that it was just such a small little rock that did it.
Indeed it is. And it didn't even hit the man, which is the craziest part about it. So you just got to imagine how fast this is actually coming in from space, obviously. And most things, most meteorites, rocks, whatever they are, asteroids, I don't know all the terminology for them, but they come in, they burn up in the atmosphere, and you don't have a worry. But clearly, in this case, this 11-gram rock
this
has done
poor man did
awful,
have to worry.
Awful amount of damage.
Well, so, they have to actually, well, they are 99% sure it is a meteorite, but they have to do some tests just to make sure, because if it is, it's going to be the first recorded death of a person by meteorite.
By meteorite.
Mm.
Well, that's a fascinating one for you, isn't it?
Well, as you said, it's because usually they vaporise before they get into the Earth's atmosphere and don't really kick off.
I know, but you just got to think about how unlucky could someone possibly be out of all the people on the planet to be hit by a meteorite. And not just any meteorite, an 11-gram meteorite. Not even being hit by it and dying. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Reminds me of, not sure if you played Sims.
No, I have not. Oh, every now and then, but I was never a fan of The Sims, but anyway, that's a different matter.
Well, sometimes on Sims you'd get yourself absolutely annihilated by a meteorite when you walked outside. Their little note would pop up and go, oh, the sky suddenly becomes darker. And then you think, oh, what's going on there? Next minute, man was absolutely obliterated by a meteorite.
Well, that's a damn shame, isn't it?
Shock and
stuff.
But
that's virtual. Virtual reality, that.
This poor man's done in real life. Now, Daniel, I believe you have some interesting deaths to share with us.
Indeed. So I've done some forward thinking here and just brought a few more things up. So I got a few here. So someone has died by having a beard.
What? Please elaborate. You've got to elaborate on this.
The headline is Death by Beard. So Hans Steininger from Austria was famous for having two things, apparently. One, having the world's longest beard at the time. And just note that this is 1567, so
there you go. So it probably wasn't hugely long, but it was long enough.
Well, it would have been a hairy mane. And two, for dying by his weird beard.
And how did he die from it? Do we know?
So what's happened to it, and we'll just kind of let you understand how big this man's beard really was. So he has to roll his beard up for everyday activities and whatever he gets up to. So anyway, in the unfortunate event that this man found himself in, there was a fire in Harnstown, which is where he's from.
Oh, no, we know where this is going.
And the poor bloke has not tied his beard up. So he's running for his life to get away from the fire. He's stood on his beard. So there you go. That's how long the thing is. And he's tripped, fallen over, and broken his neck.
Oh, no, I thought he was going to have got incinerated
by
a fire.
Well, he would have been lit
up
by some fire, I'm sure, but he broke his neck, so that's a real unfortunate one.
That's savage.
So, I don't know how bad it can get, but that's just a weird way to go, I reckon.
God, got any other ones that look like that, or?
Oh, they're everywhere.
That's a good
one. What have we got here?
Grief.
We got stabbed his toe. So there's a bloke who was a famous Tennessee whiskey distiller, Jack Daniel, in fact. So we all know him.
Yes, I know this.
Yes. So he died of blood poisoning that originated in his toe one morning in 1911. So quite some time ago now.
Due to gangrene, wasn't it? Turned into gangrene or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, I'd say so. So he's managed to, this is how it happened, he's kicked his office safe in anger because he couldn't remember the combination to open it. So this resulted in an infection that ultimately led to his death and, as you just said, got some gangrene.
I believe that because I have in my liquor store where I work, there's a big framed thing with Jack Daniels in it, like a little bio about him, picture of him, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it says, yeah, he kicked a safe, developed bloody gangrene, and then went up his leg. And because it was back in the day, they didn't really have the modern medicine they do now to operate on that, all that kind of stuff. And he carked it, I'm afraid.
Well, that's a damn shame, to be honest.
Real out of luck.
That is... Yeah, that is real out of luck. We've got one more.
We'll do one more for you.
Thought we might mention. We don't want to go on too much, but this is a beer flood, this one. So this happened in the ripe year of 1814. So another one back in the day. Obviously, they didn't have much.
Way back when.
OH&S.
Yep.
So a beer flood. So there's, you know, the huge vats of beer that you, where you ferment them and all that rubbish. So somehow on, it's in England, they've flooded the factory.
Beer factory, yes.
So it's 322,000 gallons about. And
about, is that exactly or just about?
Well, exactly. 322,000 gallons about. Anyway, so 8 people have drowned from the beer that flooded the factory, and that's a grim one.
I'll tell you what, you would have tried to drink your way out, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't just. Oh, but you wouldn't
deep.
Be able to breathe, would
you'd
you?
Be in
no.
too
yeah,
deep.
There's
so,
no air.
Yeah, so that one, that one's known as the London beer flood to this day. So there you go.
Probably be one of the. I was going to say, like, drowning's probably not the best, but drowning in beer is probably one of the better ones to go.
Yeah.
I'd rather that than drown in lava or something.
It's a real shame, isn't it?
Real shame. It's a waste of life and a waste of beer, isn't it?
It's a damn waste of beer. Imagine having a. How you'd. Put that all together. That's a lot of beer, and they wouldn't have been using machines or anything back in that day. So that would have been some huge
business. Could have been
industry.
Over. That's probably how the Industrial Revolution started, mate.
Oh, from the London beer flood.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure it was.
We're going to get another song. This is from Peking Duck, and it's called "Say My Name." So please enjoy.
So this is the big show that you're listening to on this lovely evening. Chris-O, we got another topic coming at them regarding Ice Age, a movie that we grew up with.
Yes, Ice Age. I'm sure we all know it. It's the movie about the Ice Age, I would say. No.
Well, it's about simple way of looking at it.
It's about, who is it? It's a little rodent-looking thing. I'm not sure what exactly
sloth.
What it is. So is it a sloth? Yeah, Sid. Sid the sloth, that's right. So,
and you got that old, like, tiger-looking thing.
Yeah, he meets Manny, the mammoth.
Manny the mammoth. Yep.
And then they get attacked by tigers, I believe.
Oh, no, the other...
Sabertooths.
The other, yeah, the sabertooths that are after the
baby
sabertooth.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's where they meet Diego.
Indeed.
The sabertooth
the
tiger.
Sabertooth.
Anywho, so, 2002 that was released. Mm-hmm. I reckon that was a ripper. What did you reckon of it?
I thought it was a great movie at the time.
I'm very partial to those Disney... Was this Disney? I don't know. I'm very partial to those kind of movies,
Pixar,
though.
Pixar, I believe, or something.
Yeah. But, you know, those kind of animated...
Yeah.
I like them.
They did the trick for us in our youth. Not even our youth. In our very, very young years.
Yes.
But it's what you needed. You really did the job for you. Same with Shrek and all that. You couldn't get enough of it.
So, 2002, 7 years old, six, 7 years old, lapped it up, right? Then they came out with a new one. Ice Age, The Meltdown.
Yep.
I don't know, I'm sure you can tell from the title what that was about. It was about the ice melting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that was released in 2006, so that's another 4 years later, so we would have been about 11, 12. I personally didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What
well,
about
I honestly can't say I saw it, to be honest. Oh, I would have seen it. I just couldn't. I wouldn't be able to tell you what happened in it, to be honest. I have first one, I'm all over. Second one, not so much, because I was a bit older. But anyway, they released two more after that. So you've got Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, which is number 3, and Ice Age Continental Drift.
So
there's 4 of them out. Haven't seen the last two. Can't remember the second. The first one, the original, is the best, which is the point we're trying to get at.
And now, of course, they're releasing another one now in 2016, Ice Age Collision Course, which is about some sort of aliens and a meteorite coming to hit the
Good grief.
Earth. All right. So this is what I'm really trying to get at. I was talking to Dan about this earlier. I think that good franchises are ruined in a lot of cases by just turning great movies into just moneymakers and just pushing as many out as you can.
Yes.
I feel that they ruin good things. Then another